Okay, I'm here.
Okay, so anyway,
so
you have
Miss Glenn, right? Glenn,
yes.
Bernardo.
Yes.
Absolutely, here we go. It was later spoken to you, 10 to 15 pages custom website. Okay, tell me what I can do for you.
Well, you know what? Would you mind forwarding that to me again?
Sure. So you want me to start
Thank
a war
you.
From the start?
No, just whatever I signed, if you could forward that just to Gwen at Gwen-Bernardo, that would be great.
Okay. You didn't sign it, actually, but, you, responded to that email.
Okay.
I'm just
we'll
forwarding the whole email to you.
Just forward the whole thing. Start at the beginning. That would be great.
Okay. Hang on.
Thomas. Okay, here we go. Website revamp program.
Okay.
I've
resent it to you, the same email that you're looking at.
Okay. I actually, you know what? Now that I know that you're you, now I actually found the email that I was looking for. Okay. So I apologize about that.
Okay.
So what I'm looking to see is it says here that there's mobile responsive, but it doesn't say it's mobile compatible. What's the difference?
I would say mobile responsive is it's going to be open on all mobile phones. Let's say it's an on Android or an iPhone, so it could look better. But if the performance is concerned, the compatibility comes there. But I didn't mention any compatibility in this email, so why would you ask that, if I may ask?
David suggested it, but I just was a little confused, and so I wanted to see this, although, like I said, I found the contract, essentially, of what it was.
Okay.
So I just had a question, what the difference was.
Okay, I would say the main difference between that is just WeWing. So the WeWing thing works if you have that mobile compatibility installed on any website. Usually 99% of the websites on the Internet has that mobile compatibility installed. And the mobile responsiveness is just the website that you see on desktop. It exactly looks the same on the phones. So sometimes the websites which are not mobile responsive, which are those that, let's say, if you're looking at a website, it looks amazing on desktop PC, but if you open that same website,
mine's mobile responsive, but the one I currently have right at this minute that I made 100 years ago is not that way. And so then I feel like every time David calls, I have to pay more money. And when I spoke with you, with the exception of the SEO, I felt like we had just discussed that pretty much everything I was going to need was going to be included in that fee. And so I'm wondering, is there any way you can help me with this fluid, whatever it's called, mobile compatibility?
Okay.
Just because I know so little about things that I really thought that's what it was.
First of all, may I ask how many people that you're speaking with? How many people are assigned on this project for you?
David is my IT guy, and then Eddie is my project manager.
Perfect. So how it works is PM is responsible to take care of all the changes, all the requirements from your site. And David, the thing that you mentioned, that whenever you spoke to David, he asked for money. It's nothing like that. He asked for money because he comes up with the solutions and he comes up with the advices and
I get that.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, because you're in sales and you want me to be super happy and tell all of my friends and leave amazing Google reviews. I was just wondering if there's any way that we can work on, because I really and truly did believe that the price that I initially paid was going to cover this, and I've already paid extra for the SEO, which I get that's not, wasn't, you know, covered in the initial program that I purchased.
Granted,
but
actually, I can help you with some, like, of course, with the discounts. I get discount coupons on an everyday basis. But if the SEO is concerned, SEO is something which is a monthly platform. You might know the charges, which are monthly, and you must be paying for 6 months or 12 months or 9 months. I bought 6 months.
You
bought 6 months. And can you please mention all the prices which has been quoted to you right now, and what are these for? Can you mention those one by one?
I look at, okay. So for it to be mobile compatible, with $6.99. So
okay.
The mobile compatibility was $6.99.
One time for sure, I guess.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Absolutely. There are no monthly charges on it. Okay, second.
And then, hang on. Please find the attempt. Okay, that's not that. Excuse me. I have to go to a different folder.
Sure.
I want to say the SEO, I want to say it was like $1,300.
For 6 months?
Yes.
Amazing. Good offer, by the way, by David. Anyway, what's the third one?
Those were the two. Well, he talked to me about security, but that's something that I can
TLS?
Do.
TLS?
Yeah, I don't need the TLS because the information on my website, I don't sell anything, and I know people steal stuff from my website because they've been stealing stuff from my website for years, and that doesn't bother me.
Okay. Well, okay. As you say, no problem. How much for that? How much was that?
I don't know. Because I told him I had no interest in it, so I didn't even write it down.
SSL is something else, and TLS is a different thing. So these both are
right.
Different
things. So SSL I can do myself in iPower, and TLS is something that I am not going to spend money on because I don't need it.
Sure, no problem.
So
we can remove that. How much was that quoted, by the way? Quoted for?
You know what? That's a great question. Like I just said, I have absolutely no idea what it was going to cost because I didn't write it down because I'm like, I don't need it.
Good girl. Okay. Smart. Smart enough. Okay. Anything else? Or that's it?
You know what? I'm still looking for how much the SEO was. Unfortunately, I'm really not very tech savvy. So
I can ask David as well, but I want to ask you first that what has been
sure.
coded to you. So,
for sure. Give me 1 second. I'm going to look for something that I sent. I may have sent it.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on 1 second. SEO, here we go.
Cool.
So give me a second. I have the whole proposal.
Mm-hmm.
So the pricing structure was going to be $250 and 10% of the ad budget, but in the middle of this, something came up where it was, where's the page? Here we go. Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
But I didn't pay $1,800. I was like, no, not going to happen. I want to say, $18 is what I was quoted, so my husband just left the room. I think I paid $1,800. I'd have to go back and look at my bill. But,
oh, okay.
Well,
to save all that, save you from all of that, let me go ahead and ask David that what has been quoted to you. Can you hold on for a second for me?
Sure. The pricing structure, like I said, as per the PDF, was $1,800. Oh, I'm pretty. You know what? I think I paid $1,500 actually. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, ask David, and I can also look at my credit card, and that will tell me what I paid.
Sounds good. Let me put you on hold.
Okay. Sure, thanks.
Hold on, I'm sorry for the delay. I got it.
Okay.
Okay, so the mobile compatibility was for $699, security, TLS, SSL for $300, chatbot that I see, I'm good, like, that's a good thing that you're getting a chatbot, but for $500, that's something that I can help you out with, and call to action.
I'm not doing the chat.
That is something
because,
good.
Yeah, but you know what, you have to understand the way my business works, It's not like that. Like, people don't need to chat immediately with me. It's okay. I don't need chat.
But it is something that helps you connect with people. So
yep,
that's
okay.
Why I was asking. They can drop a message
that.
As well.
Yep.
And everything
nope.
about it.
People who need to find me tend to call me. So, because they want to talk about their horse. So I am good. Without that, that was what the other thing was. Okay, so we had the $699 for the mobile, then we had $500 for the chat. I'm just writing this down. Okay, and then what else? And then we had the TLS.
TLS instead of SSL is written for $300.
Okay, and that's $300. Okay, and then how much did I pay for the SEO stuff?
You paid $1,800.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So anyway, we were talking about coupons.
Oh, yeah. For that, let me get your – you're in the U.S., right?
I am in the U.S.
Okay. California.
Yes.
Let me have the zip code, please.
91406.
406. Thank you. I'll be back. Hang on.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for staying online. You there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I can get you a 170 off on this one. But the other thing that I can do for you is I can add the SSL and TLS included in $699. So the choice is yours now.
Okay, so two things. Thing one, I already did the SSL. I did it this morning, so I know how to do it. So I appreciate that you're going to charge me $70, but I know how to do it.
You did it, installed
did
it on your site too?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So I'm definitely good without that, thing one.
Sounds
and thing
good.
Two, so the 170 off the $699, that works. However, I also have a credit of $149. So that would actually wind up being $319 off of the $699. So what does that come to be? $699, which is $319 equals 0,8380. Yeah, I can do $380.
Okay, let me check, confirm the balance from the finance. Hang on.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for staying online, okay? So if I calculate the amount, $6.99 minus $144 that we have a balance, right?
No, well, I thought it was $149 is what he said yesterday. Oh. It was $149 because it was the tax on...
What
oh,
I see
wait,
in the system
on.
Is
you're
144.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. It's 314. You're right.
144 is the 699 minus 144. That comes in a total of 555, out of which I'm giving you a discount for 170. So 385 will be charged on your card.
Okay. 170 plus 144 is 6. And then 170 plus 144. I'm doing math badly here. 314. Okay, correct. So the discount, did I lose you?
I'm sorry.
Are you there?
No, I'm here.
Okay. So the discount is 170 plus I have a credit of 144.
That's
that
correct.
Comes to 314, correct?
No, 385. Let me calculate that for you again. $6.99 is
wait,
the cost.
Wait. Right.
Okay. Minus $144
yeah.
is your balance.
Yes.
$5.55 minus the discount, $170. Comes in a total of $385.
Minus $170. Hang on. I got to do the math.
Sure.
Minus 8, 4. So $380. Okay.
$385.
Yeah, that's what we said. 385, forgive me. Yeah, so 385, I can use the fluid for 385.
Can you stay on the line for a minute?
I can, but...
Thank you so
let me
much.
Just, mm-hmm. Don't hang on. Oh,
mm-hmm,
don't run. So for the 385, it's 385 because I'm in California. It's not 385 plus tax because there's
no
tax.
Tax yeah, this. Exactly. 144
yep.
is the other tax that we mistakenly applied. Then
yes.
I heard the whole story right now. So yeah.
Okay.
I'll
yes.
Make sure.
Exactly where I like sent you the code and everything. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Hang on. All right. Thanks for staying up online. I need to confirm the zip code. I got it. Can you confirm me the card numbers, please, Glenn?
Sure. Hang on. Let me get up.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we don't save the card information for the clients due to PCI compliance issues.
Oh, nope, that's totally fine. I'm happy. I just was meditating, not really. My couch has a tendency to suck me in. And
wow.
So getting up is,
I don't want to know that.
Hard.
I don't want to know that. I'm at work.
Exactly. Difficult.
Gosh.
Okay. Yes. Sometimes your chair, it just, you know, it has tentacles like an octopus. And
it does. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, 4388.
Mm-hmm.
5761.
Mm-hmm.
2826.
Mm-hmm.
4390.
Mm-hmm. Inspiration.
It's going to be August of 27.
8 of 27, security code.
957.
Billing zip code.
91406.
Okie dokie. The authorized Orbitz design agency to charge you $385 on the card that you just provided.
Yes.
Thanks, Glenn. Hang on.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
No worries, Gwen Bernardo. I'll be back.
Okay.
Ms. Bernardo, are you there?
Yes, the card was declined, and I just let Chase know that it was okay. So
you're awesome.
That's a new card for me, and they were, like, freaking out. So tell your folks to run it again, please.
Chase always does that. I know. Yeah. We'll charge it after 2 minutes, okay? And we'll send you the paid invoice.
Okay.
You'll get the information. And Eddie will inform you about the payment thing once it's confirmed, all right?
Yeah, sure. I appreciate your help, Thomas. Thank
no
you
worries.
So much.
No worries.
Okay.
Don't forget about the reviews and the reference.
I absolutely will when this is done. And then actually, you know what would be really, really helpful is if you sent me a link when this is done.
Okay.
Because I'm much better about responding to stuff as
all
opposed
right.
to taking the initiative. So when it's done, send me whatever you want me to wherever you want the reviews or whatever, and I will do that.
Sounds good. And do ask your friends and family if they need any service, online service, so talk to Thomas.
Okay. I absolutely will. I've been pretty happy with you guys so far. Although, I will make one comment.
Sounds
and
great.
I appreciate that your people do it, but this is my one comment. So I'm writing all of the content, and the people that are, I guess, taking the content and putting it on the website, they seem to be making grammatical corrections, and they're not quite Native American speaking English, if that makes sense. So
well,
what
in a way,
it
does.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I said it does. Go ahead.
What does?
That makes sense. That makes sense, I said.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's my only concern is that when people tell you, when clients say to you, use this exact content, like use this content, your people on your end change it up a little bit for what they think is better wording, and not all of it is grammatically correct for American English.
Okay.
That's my only right, because I understand that most of these transactions happen in India, which is great, and I get that, but Indian English and North American English can be different.
Okay.
So that's
well,
it.
Well, yeah, I get it.
All right. So there you have it. So I appreciate your help, and then, like I said, send me the links when we're done, and I will be happy to write a review.
Perfect. Eddie will send you the link about the review, so you can put down a review. And I guess that's about it. Let me know if you need anything else, and you can ask for me, and you can talk to me anytime you want.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Thomas.
No
bye.
Worries. Enjoy your evening. Goodbye.
Thanks. You too. Bye.